It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the state's Joint Finance Committee rejected the governor's call for more than $70 million in funding to provide housing for homeless people. We'll talk with the head of the State Council on Homelessness about the issue and where the budget goes next. First, summer is a time of outdoor events, usually from sports to festivals to live music to fairs and markets, an experience many of us have been missing in the last year plus. Along with some of those great experiences comes something else, the crowd of people that enjoy them with you. As we've witnessed in sports, a lot of times these events aren't the same, aren't as exciting without the people, even if we don't always like things like the long lines or crowded arenas. While safety is still a concern, many outdoor events are starting back up with precautions in place. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Has the pandemic changed the way you feel about crowds or even just being in a coffee shop or library with other people? Have you missed doing things in public in the company of others? Have you recently attended, like a sports game, say, a concert, flea market, whatever it might be? Are you feeling, whether for health reasons or you're just not used to it anymore, are you feeling a little nervous about being back in a crowd? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Regan Gurung is Executive Director of the Center for Teaching and Learning at Oregon State University and Professor of Psychological Sciences. He's also the Associate Vice Provost there. He spent 20 years at UW Green Bay. Regan, welcome back.
Hi, Rob. Great to be back.
Have you been missing crowds of strangers over the last year?
Oh, absolutely. Almost every day of this last year, as all of us academics taught remotely, you know, we moved from facing a large group of students in front of us to facing two screens in the same room day after day. So, you know, it's been an absolute torture to be at home teaching when I am so used to being in front of 300 or so students out there taking in psychology. So, you know, part of my job was being with crowds. Fun was being with crowds, missed it all.
Is there something in our psychology that wants to be in a crowd that, you know, do we get a benefit from being around a whole bunch of people?
So, absolutely. Now, on one level, there's the straightforward, when we are around other people, especially people we know are like us, there is that benefit, there's that social support, there is that whole notion of if something happens, there are other people for us. But when we think about crowds and how we've missed crowds, I think what we're getting from crowds is much more than that. What psychological science has shown is that crowds almost are an indicator of what we can experience. And we get a lot of information from crowds. When crowds react to something, it gives us information about how we should feel. And in many ways, being in a crowd actually takes up your own experience, in most cases, takes up your experience of just about anything, whether it's sports or a movie or a concert. Watching it in a crowd, especially because of the feedback you are getting from the other crowd members, takes it up a whole number of notches, and just the whole enjoyment of it increases dramatically. And this is not just being with your friends in a crowd, it's just being in a crowd where everybody is rejoicing or celebrating or enjoying the same thing. It just feels better than having that same experience by yourself. So a range of information that a crowd gives us, and we actually get a level of physiological arousal from being in a crowd. Our senses are heightened. We just feel more excitement.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Diane is calling from on the road. Diane, hi.
Well, hello.
What did you want to tell us about, Diane?
Well, you were talking about how it feels to finally shred our problems as far as COVID and go out, although I'm very cautious about it. But we did. We were dancers. We couldn't dance all winter because everything was indoors and we weren't going to be in that situation. And this past weekend, we had live music in Menominee at both Jake's and Pioneer, and we went dancing at both places. saw all our good friends and had a great time. It felt wonderful.
All right, Diane, I think I know the answer to this, but do you have more fun dancing in a room full of people than dancing at home alone?
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
Diane, thank you so much for sharing that. Now that, Regan, I think is an activity. I mean, I suppose people dance around their house by themselves, but that is one that kind of cries out for being around people, right?
Well, absolutely. And it's not just, you know, it's not just the, you know, seeing people's reactions, seeing people, you know, moving to the same music and keeping the beat, whether you can keep the beat or not. And I'm going to assume Diane can keep it quite well if she's done it often, but you know, it's everybody's moving along. It's that synchrony. And I think there is this magic to the synchrony that you get when you're in a crowd. And one of the things Diane started off with is huge. Just being able to go back to these places in a crowd, it's that sign, it's that symbol, both implicitly and explicitly, that things are better. And I think it's that seeing a crowd again is sending us that message that things are better. And I think that's just so much that we're getting from being able to be out in the crowd again.
Thanks a lot for that call, Diane. Happy dancing to you. We're talking about crowds, the psychology of what we get out of being around people, even if they're strangers, maybe at an event. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Are you looking forward to doing things out in public with people? Are you still feeling nervous for health reasons or just because you're not used to it anymore? Call 800-642-1234. Psychologist Regan Gurung is with us from Oregon State University. We heard from Doug in Madison who couldn't stay on the line but said even though Doug's vaxxed, being out in public still makes him nervous. Doug doesn't trust that people who aren't vaccinated will be wearing masks. Doug still wears a mask in public. Regan, I mean, in a lot of ways, we're through the worst of it. We're not done with the pandemic, though. And a lot of people, I think, are in Doug's boat, not quite ready, even if vaccinated, not quite ready to go all out unmasked in big crowds.
Yeah. And, you know, I think Doug's highlighted some of the key things for us to keep in mind is, first off, there's going to be a lot of individual differences. There are some of us who, you know, really thrive on crowds. There are some of us who don't like crowds. But even besides that, I think the really important point here is knowing the context, right? Knowing how much can you trust the people around you to be vaccinated, to not be carrying COVID or, you know, taking the necessary precautions, as it were. And I think something that's implicit in that message that all of us need to think about is even when we are in a crowd, we need to be really conscious of different people's levels of comfort and watch for that. And watch for that. Watch personal space. Personal space in general is a good thing to watch, but particularly now after COVID, when you do go to a store, you know, I'm always careful watching how close I get to somebody in a store, even though I am vaccinated. And I don't, you know, in most stores in Oregon right now, we are right on the verge of reducing some restrictions, but all businesses or most businesses in town, we still wear a mask. And I think that's something that does help a lot of people feel safer. Even as we reduce those restrictions, even if you are someplace where mask wearing is no longer called for, keep your finger on your own pulse. What are you comfortable with? Because you being in a crowd and nervous and anxious will do you more harm than good. So always keep a finger on your own pulse. What are you comfortable with? And undoubtedly, there will be some situations that we will be more comfortable being out in than others. And that is worth thinking about and considering as we make our decisions of where to go and what to do.
Talking to Regan Gurung, professor of psychological sciences and associate vice provost at Oregon State. We're talking about crowds and why it can be fun to be surrounded by other people and how we might have missed that. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite memory where you were part of a crowd at a concert, sports event, a fair, you name it? Has the pandemic made you look forward to spending more time in crowds? Or if you're out of the habit now, are you kind of wondering if you're going to be ready for it? It's going to feel weird. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with Regan Gurung, professor of psychological sciences and associate vice provost at Oregon State. He's formerly at UW-Green Bay. We're talking about the ups and downs of being in a crowd and how the pandemic may have changed our attitudes toward it, made some people look forward to being out in groups of people at a sporting event, say a farmer's market, you name it. Maybe other people not so excited to be back out in there. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Are you eager to get back out to a concert, a game, you name it? Or even when the health concerns have passed, which they haven't quite yet, I know, even then, are you going to feel weird? Or do you think you'll feel weird? Call 800-642-1234. And was there a favorite crowd you were part of? Maybe at a concert, a sporting event, you name it. 800-642-1234 is the number, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard from Kevin on Facebook, who says his daughter had two national volleyball tournaments in the last 3 weeks in Missouri and Kentucky. Convention centers were packed, no masks. It was glorious, Kevin says. Hopefully everybody was being safe along the way, though. But Regan, I have tentatively set foot out at some events myself, and it's been great to do some things again. A lot of people are probably feeling that way right now.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it, you know, and when Kevin mentioned that it was great, I know my first thought is, you know, how many, I'm hoping everybody around Kevin in there has been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And it's been interesting to see how my own feelings about that have changed. And I know there was a big line between, you know, I call it the before vaccination and the after vaccination. Mm-hmm. And, you know, relying on the strength of science and vaccinations, we know that this is the best we have to deal with COVID. And once I had the vaccination, my feeling outside was so different from before. And so I think it is so nice to have that happen more and more. I live in a county right here that is the highest vaccinated county in Oregon, which makes me feel even better about being outside. And but I am also noticing that as every day goes on, the more it's getting more and more comfortable and to be out there with people and less off that, ooh, how far away am I? How many people are here? We had graduation just last week here at Oregon State, and looking around at the thousands of people there and thinking that this was the first time this many people in this area had gotten together in 15 months, wow, that was something. And you know, to use Kevin's word, what a glorious feeling that was. And more of that coming up, I know.
Thanks for sharing that comment, Kevin. You can share your thoughts on crowds and if you're ready for them on the Ideas Network Facebook page, or call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Regan, you mentioned people might have different capacities for being a crowd, even in normal times. Now, forget the pandemic. You know, we hear about extroverts and introverts. How much of a difference is there from one person to the next when it comes to how much crowd they can tolerate?
Right. And it's actually both psychological differences and differences in terms of attention to germs and cleanliness and things like that. From a psychological standpoint, extroversion and introversion is really interesting because, you know, most of us, whether you've taken a psychology course or not, you know, it basically seems like people who like, you know, hanging out with others and people don't, right? The most basic kinds of explanation. But the thing about extroversion and introversion is it's there's evidence that it's actually a difference at the neurological level. Our nervous systems, the nervous system of an extrovert is different from the nervous system of an introvert, where the latter, an introvert, doesn't need as much social stimulation to be satisfied. You know, in just slightly more technical terms, an introvert hits their threshold much earlier at much lower levels of activity than an extrovert does. An extrovert, on the other hand, needs more noise, needs more activity for their thresholds to be hit. So automatically, an extrovert loves a crowd because their nervous thresholds are being hit. They are getting their hit. It's great to be an extrovert in a crowd. An introvert, a crowd is not the most natural place that they'd want to be. And many introverts, very naturally, because of their physiology, actually need a break from being in a crowd after some time and are more likely to favor smaller groups. So immediately, the whole comfort level with the crowd will vary based on whether you are an extrovert or an introvert. And then when you add COVID and the pandemic on top of that, we now see the individual differences in terms of sensitivity to germs, or at least, you know, your conscious sensitivity to germs. There are some individuals who don't mind, literally don't mind if there are people sneezing all around them. There are others who, the moment somebody even begins to sniffle, will take many steps back. And that was the case pre-COVID, that if you are somebody who is very sensitive and found yourself being, let alone germ-phobic, but, you know, being sensitive to cleanliness and hygiene, being out in crowds during COVID is a very difficult time because of that sudden exposure to just so many more people. And it's not just COVID, it's even things like colds. And let me tell you, I love looking at that data on the lower number of flu cases and even the lower number of colds during the times we were all wearing masks. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't want to have spent all life always wearing a mask, but there is that clear-cut evidence that, wow, those masks sure kept a whole bunch of stuff away from our immune systems.
Talking about crowds and our psychology, Regan Gurung is with us from Oregon State University. You can join in general, in normal times. Do you love being in crowds or hate it? And have you been hankering to be back at a crowded football game, basketball game, bar, concert, farmer's market, you name it? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. Regan, at various points during the depths of the pandemic, people were talking about, oh, is this going to be the end of, you know, big cities with lots of crowded things going on? Is this going to turn people away from these kind of events where people congregate? It seems like what you're saying about our psychology, probably not. We humans have lived through lots of diseases over the millennia, and we keep getting back together.
Yeah, and it's actually more than that, Rob. First off, I think we are so conditioned to crowds and people. We are so naturally designed for social interaction that the moment things open up, and I'm sure many of our, you know, the listeners have already experienced this, the moment you go back to that, after a little bit of hesitation, it just feels like it always is. And we quickly revert back to years and years of conditioning of being comfortable in crowds. Now, if you were somebody who was never comfortable in crowds, obviously, you know, that's going to get worse now. But for those of us who've loved it, who yearn for it, very quickly, we will go back into those same patterns of behavior once things open up. And that's not all. You know, I love highlighting the fact that crowds actually make things better. You know, they've done studies where people have watched movies alone and then the same movies in a crowd. And even controlling for sound and size of the screen, the people who watched the same movie in a crowd actually enjoyed the movie more. You know, and that right there for me is, yeah, crowds do so much for us. They give us information. They help us just get more out of everything, a lot of the experiences that we have. And, you know, doing whatever we can to make going back into crowds more comfortable for ourselves, if that's what we like, that's what we need to focus on.
Do you have thoughts, Regan, on the performance of people if they're in front of crowds or not? So athletes in an empty stadium versus a crowded one. Or as a musician, I've played for lots of empty bars and a few crowded ones. A lot more fun to play for the crowded one, and I feel like I play better anyway. Is there something to that?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the musician story and the actor story is common. You know, acting or performing over the last year on a screen is just not the same. I can tell you that teaching remotely over the screen is just doesn't feel the same. And lo and behold, there is a phenomena called social facilitation, where are we even implicitly and non-consciously put in more of an effort when we are surrounded by people. And this goes way back to early studies that showed that a bicyclist bicycles faster when training with somebody else than when training alone. And that's a phenomenon, especially for athletics, especially for performance. That physiological arousal that we get from being in a crowd actually makes us take our game up a notch. So it's not just the experience of the person in the crowd, but it's even the experience on the field. And, you know, as we come into the summer, I think of the times sitting at Lambeau Field watching a Packer game and having those 80,000 fans around you. Yeah, it felt great to have all those fans around. And players have reported that that home team excitement pushes up their whole game a level as well. So it's great for being in the crowd. It's absolutely wonderful for the performer, the actor, the player as well. Social facilitation, crowds do that for us.
And Regan, are you looking forward to the home field advantage of being up in front of actual people in the lecture hall again?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I cannot wait for the fall when I step back in front of 395 people taking intro to psych.
Better than Lambeau Field. Okay, maybe not.
here at least I get to play and I'm on the field, right? So it's a whole different game.
Regan, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us again.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much.
Regan Gurung is the executive director of the Center for Teaching and Learning at Oregon State University, a professor of psychological sciences. Prior to that, he spent 20 years at UW Green Bay, which is why he can speak with firsthand experience of being at Lambeau Field. He joined us to talk about the unique experience of being part of a crowd. And there's still time to share your thoughts, your favorite experience being in a crowd, what you've missed over the course of the pandemic, what you've been looking forward to getting back to. Let us know over on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR.